Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively to Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
You want the best for your child. K-12 can help them gain the skills they need to reach their full potential while giving you the support you need to get them there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Their state-certified teachers make online learning interactive and engaging, allowing your child to learn at their pace from the safety of home. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
Welcome to the In Defense of Ska podcast.
There's a lot of like, okay, well, you like ska, name three bands that aren't the Boss Tones.
I'm your host, Aaron Carnes, music journalist and author of the book In Defense of Ska.
And I'm your co-host, Adam Davis, veteran ska musician from the bands Omnigon and Link 8.
On our show, we aim to push back on the mainstream's negative perception of ska music.
There are so many great untold stories throughout the history of ska. The show features interviews with everyone from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones to Fishbone, Fall Out Boy singer Patrick Stump, and the Police drummer Stuart Copeland. Join us on In Defense of Ska from the Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
You want me on the side?
Consequence Podcast Network.
And welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks for making your way here. For checking out the episode, hit that subscribe button. If you're not already, you get new interviews just like this one sent your way every single week. Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, anywhere you get your podcast from, you can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Please do give this series a rating and leave a review. We've had some great guests drop by. Of course, Kevin Bacon and Sugarland's Jennifer Nettles were just here to talk about the new Prime Video series called The Bondsman. Adam Duritz of The Counting Crows, David Byrne and Jerry Harrison from Talking Heads, Don Felder of The Eagles, Ian Pace of Deep Purple, Jean Fogelberg, the widow of Dan Fogelberg, Lizzie Green, you can see her starring in Ransom Canyon on Netflix. Just an example of what you get when you subscribe to the Kyle Meredith With podcast. That's me, Kyle Meredith. Today, my guest, I am welcoming back Gene Simmons, the fire-breathing, blood-spitting, bass-playing co-founder of KISS, who turned face paint and platform boots into a billion-dollar empire of merch, music, and questionable reality shows. We're talking to the man who trademarked Bag of Money Energy before it was cool. So whether it's rock anthems or branded coffins, Gene's got something to sell you. And he's always got a lot on his mind. Gene Simmons, of course, says rock is dead again. And that also opera sucks. Broadway is confusing. Critics are failed musicians, and he's having more fun than the Pope. We get to talk about the 50th anniversary of Dress to Kill, the Kiss Army's Las Vegas takeover, and why Rock and Roll All Night still matters, even if it was never a quote-unquote hit single in the traditional sense. We'll discuss his new film company, why young bands are stuck in a industry-less industry. There's some light praise for Isaac Asimov, a tangent on why Wet Leg couldn't survive 1975, and there's even a shout-out to my mom. That's not even all of it. There's more. Let's do it. Let's get into it. It's Kyle Meredith with Gene Simmons.
Hi.
How you doing?
Deliriously happy.
Deliriously happy. I like a person who's got a good answer to a bullshit question.
It's not a bullshit question. It's
courteous. Small talk. That's I do care how you're doing. It's the usual question, and usually you just get I'm good. So I
well, the opposite wouldn't be so good. I don't care how you're doing. What have you got in the background? All kinds of bands I never listened to.
David Bowie.
Yes.
Depeche Mode, REM. That's Pete Townsend, About to Smash the Guitar. Pearl Jam, Cat Power.
Who do you listen to now?
A whole lot of Kiss. That's
I'm so sorry about that.
No, I mean, I do listen to all these bands. Bowie, Depeche Mode, The Who, Pearl Jam. That's a good one.
There's some new stuff.
Like, so I run a station, so that's right. We were just talking, Amy and I were just talking about Wet Leg. It's a great band. I was just out in LA watching Wet Leg, Sharon Van Etten, St. Vincent, one of my favorite guitarists these days. Yeah. Like, I still like a lot of them. I guess is what I would call actual alternative in that old verbiage that we used to use, that left of center rock. That's still what I'm into.
And to grandfathers and stuff like that, they have no idea what you're talking about. It's all just guitars.
And that's fine too, right? You don't have to. I mean, as long as the music's good.
I mean, it's fine when you listen to hip hop. You go, no, that's West Coast. That's East Coast. I don't know what you're talking about. It's all hip hop.
It's all hip. Now, do you still manage artists? Like, are you? Do you still look for that new sound?
I've given up, not because I'm not interested in new artists, because there's so much talent out there, but because there's no industry. Imagine a supermarket which sells fruits and vegetables and things like that. And so when you go in and you buy the fruits and vegetables with cash, the cash pays the salaries of the people that work there and the rent and the insurance and all that stuff. It also pays for the trucks that bring it from the farms. It pays for the farmer to spend time digging holes in the ground and making the stuff come up. And, there's a whole infrastructure, and that's called capitalism. But at the end of the day, imagine if you walk in to a supermarket and take all the vegetables and fruits you want, you put a penny in. How long do you think all those people will stay in business? And that's what's going on in music, especially in rock. Rock is dead. It's been dead since, it started to die around Napster. Like, why would you pay for something? All these young fans, you always kill the thing you love, they say. But if you play a game, and I've done this many times before, from 1958 until Napster, 1988, you had 30 years. What did we get 30 years? Well, you had Elvis Presley, the Beatles, Hendrix, the Stones, and Pink Floyd, on and on and on. 1,000 bands, and all different. They all meant something else. And there's Disco Madonna, and there's Motown, and Bowie and Prince, and the heavy stuff, Metallica and AC/DC, Aerosmith, Kiss, maybe, a lot of stuff from 1988 until today. Where's the new Beatles? Where's Elvis?
Yeah, but this is where I would argue I've talked about this before. I know you've talked about this a lot too, because to me, again, programming a radio station, I'm finding great new rock bands every day that are young
that's
and coming
not,
up.
That's not what we're talking about.
Correct. I think that's what I'm getting to as well. In the industry of rock, I completely agree, is so far in the rear view that it can't
because,
even be seen.
Because of the fans.
There are rock bands who still have fans. They're just not rock bands, new rock bands that have fans on a stadium size. Like, it's an underground genre.
Well, of course not. It's a vicious cycle. You can't have fans until you have fans. Of course. Yeah. So why are new bands finding it hard? Well, because they don't have the infrastructure. They don't have a record company that paid you advances, in other words, money, to make the record. And all the leftover money you put in your pocket, you never had to give it back. You go off on tour. There's tour support. There are posters all over the place. You get played on the radio. All that is dead. So what's a new band to do? Except give away your music for free on the internet.
I won't disagree with you there. It's tough. And, I'm sure this the old saying when you're making movies, like, it's impossible to make a movie. It's a miracle if you actually make it, if it actually gets to the finish line.
Well, and I'm glad you brought that up. Glad you brought that up, because we have Simmons Hamilton Films. The first one is Deepwater.
Aaron Eckhart's Ben Kingsley.
Aaron Eckhart is right. Rennie Harlan directing. That's coming out, next few months. Then a second one after that with Bella Thorne and Mel Gibson. And it's very hard to do anything.
And that's it. Like, if you can make it, if you can make it as a rock band, it's a miracle. And if you can get a movie to the finish line, it's a miracle. So, by the way, congrats on having that movie come out. I did see that was on the way. And because for a guy in a band
A good looking guy.
A great looking guy.
Yeah.
Who's in a band who's done finished up their farewell tour and doesn't have an album out. You guys sure are busy. You stay busy. Is this what you imagine life after the Final Kiss tour?
I have to say it's better than anything I ever imagined because, you know, I who would have imagined four knuckleheads off the streets of New York who are unqualified, have no resume and no experience, who decide to put together the band they never saw on stage, emphasis on visual. You hope to write some good tunes and everything, but when I think of iconic stars, I think visually. When I think of Marilyn Monroe, I don't think of how well she acts. I think of that visual. When I think of Elvis, you know what? Yeah, these four knuckleheads off the streets of New York decided to do this. And within a year and a half of forming, we're headlining Anaheim Stadium before they got rid of rotary phones. You still had to put coins in there. And kids today have no idea. No MTV, no cell phones. The voicemail was just coming in. 1974. Now, by 1975, Atlanta Stadium and so on. And in those days, and we had no hit records, none. We didn't write hit records. That's not what we wanted to be when we saw the bands we liked. I mean, the Beatles was the end-all and be-all. They were able to do edgy stuff and pop and be all over radio and those memorable, unforgettable songs. But Zeppelin never had a hit single. That's not what they were about. The Jeff Beck group and, you know, all my favorite English bands. Loved those first two Jeff Beck records, Jeff Beck group records. Still play them all the time. And so anyway, I digress because it's been such a crazy journey.
And we'll be right back right after this.
Plan on flying? It's time to upgrade to a real ID. Because in order to board domestic flights, your driver's license or state-issued ID must be a real ID, or you'll need another acceptable form of identification. So don't wait. Find out how to get your real ID at tsa.gov/real ID. That's tsa.gov/real ID. Or visit your local DMV. And then you'll be cleared for takeoff.
Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, stain, tools, flooring, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online from May 8th through May 14th. Not a member? Join MyLowe's Pro Rewards for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
You want the best for your child. K-12 can help them gain the skills they need to reach their full potential while giving you the support you need to get them there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Their state-certified teachers make online learning interactive and engaging, allowing your child to learn at their pace from the safety of home. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Gene Simmons.
Did that, and only to interrupt you to ask, you know, when you talk about, you didn't want, you know, you didn't go into it to have hit records, but you did eventually have hit records. And especially as we think about the album Dressed to Kill turning 50, was there a turning point moment when you said, when you all did say like, oh, we can really do this and we can make it super catchy?
Well, I think hit records is misused or abused. These are semantics, but I'm not anti-semantic. See what I did there? No, a hit record, like hit singles. You have a single, goes top 10 and all that. That spurs album sales. We were never about that because in a very real way, you'd have to, how should I say, play the game. The song couldn't be more than 3 minutes. It had to have choruses and so on. You know, when you listen to Black Dog by Zeppelin, there's no chorus. In fact, the words Black Dog don't appear in the song at all. On the other hand, the Beatles did it all. You know, it's just the singularity that defies all logic. And they came from a pool made out of liver. Liverpool. When I first heard that, Kishka River, I just couldn't understand. It's like the craziest thing. And yet, likewise, and we're not the Beatles, They were unqualified. They didn't have a clue what they were doing. They just did what they wanted to do, which maybe is the secret on some level of whether something is going to work or not. Now, how well it's going to work, you have to have the right thing at the right place and the right time.
And that, I'm guessing, is probably part of the story for you all, because that sound that you all did and other bands were having similar success, you know, and it was similar sounds. I mean, that was the perfect sound for what would become the 70s. I mean, those sounds that defined a decade.
I have to say, in all fairness, the other bands were outselling Kiss recorded, so, but we were selling many more tickets. Kiss was a live band, always was. We never had the patience to stay in the studio, sadly. I mean, it wasn't fun. We weren't the Beatles, and who is? You know, they loved going into the studio and creating stuff. I couldn't wait to get out of there. And, you know, because you have an audience, you have chicks, you have fame, you have, you know, all this stuff. And you live a kind of a rock and roll gypsy life. When you go in the studio, you have to have enough time to go take a poop or order sandwiches, and you're trapped. You don't know if it's day or night. And it's, you know, hopefully you like what you've done. But we never really played the game, which is why it wasn't for many years before we had actual hit singles like I Was Made for Loving You, Rock and Roll All Night, you know, a few of those things.
What's back when a live album could make you famous? I mean, you know.
Well, no, that's not quite accurate, if you don't mind. Before we did the double record, Alive One, no one was releasing live records while they were recording. It's after your career. No one played Las Vegas, and no one did live records. After your career was over, when the mom and dad people with the glasses and the pot bellies would go to Las Vegas. Young people didn't go to Las Vegas. And over there, you would do your greatest hits, and you would put out a live record when your career was over. We were on our third album and decided to put out a double live album, completely ignoring the rules of the game, because we always thought, you know, we should have a souvenir of our live concerts, you know, like the tour book with photos, fun stuff. Because when you go to a concert, you walk out with fun stuff, messages from the guys in the band, more personal. And we did lots of other stuff, like questionnaires, where are you from and what magazines do you read? Just stuff that nobody has ever done before, during, or since, by the way. It was very corporate. You're not supposed to do that. Well, why not? We want to find out who the fans are. Where did you live? What magazines did you read? And it helped us sort of understand where it was coming from. It was all heartland. New York and LA did not care. And it bears noting, other than Kiss, which attained the heights and did stadiums and all that around the world, no other New York rock band ever did anything. The Ramones, who we all love, and we actually did a song for the Ramones record, was really a failed band. People don't talk that way. It was a failure. The New York Dolls was a failure. That means they couldn't earn a living. I think they have one gold record. And that doesn't mean we don't love them. It's just of the people, for the people, by the people. The people decide. So the Ramones get all the respect and credibility. Chicago Transit Authority, had 22 multi-platinum albums in a row. And they named them Roman numeral one, Roman numeral two, and it, like, for 22 albums.
Still going, right, yeah. Right.
Yeah, do they get credibility? No, but I think I'll take the sales, buddy. I can't pay the rent with credibility. And what is credibility except some failed musicians and failed people who become critics because they don't really want to work for a living, but they can't play instruments and have no talent, when you think about it. And when somebody gives you an opinion about something, needless to say, I don't hold them in high regard. Like, what's your qualification for all of a sudden being able to bend the ear of the masses? Let me tell you what I think. I don't think this movie is very good. Who the fuck are you? It bears noting, the biggest movies of all time that we the people loved, never won Academy Awards. Why not? We like them.
Yeah, I always said I would never be a critic. Yeah, I'll be an interviewer. I'll be a DJ, but I can never be a critic.
No, I would be a critic, but I would do two things. One is separate my personal opinion from whatever else is going on. So if I go to see, I don't know, Depeche Mode or something, I would say, not my kind of music. I don't care. Singing like this, like Kermit the Frog, I don't get it. My personal Jesus. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with your throat? My personal Jesus. It's rock, But that's my personal thing. But if I go to the concert, I would say the fans went nuts. You have to be a journalist first. Report on what you see. This band sold X number of records. Their fans love them. And then you can put in the thing of, I don't get it. I mean, the Grateful Dead was a huge thing. I never got it. The guy's name is Garcia. He's fat. He's got a beard. He holds the guitar up there. That's not cool. But they have their fans. Especially guys who are blitzed. Yeah, it's not my culture. But I recognize, of course, it's just like opera. I've gone to see operas with my wifey, wanted to get cultured and everything. It was the most agonizing thing I've ever been to. Just all this stuff. What's it's just awful. I like the costumes, I like the stuff. I couldn't wait to get out of there. But the people that were there, all that stuff, like Broadway musicals, I just can't stand them. Here, let's say you and I are in a Broadway musical and say, hey, Gene, how are you?
Oh, hey Gene, how are you?
How am I? It's a beautiful day in New York. And all of a sudden, everybody's dancing at the, what the fuck? A second ago, you were having a conversation, then everybody's dancing in time, and then you sing up, oh, I guess I'm fine. When I fall in love, what the fuck you doing? You're talking, then everybody's pretending like there's no music. I don't get it.
I'm only saying it's interesting in the way like of them being entertainers. Kiss, you guys are entertainers, and I'm not saying you're a Broadway musical, by the way. And in fact, I'm kind
Heavens, heavens, to, heavens, no.
of and we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Gene Simmons.
But I am pulling it back around to those fans and everything, only to say that you are going to be in Vegas, and it is because of these fans. It's because of these fans, the people that came and have
Well,
supported
they're
y'all for
putting it
50
on. The
years.
Kiss, Kiss Army in November, is a gathering of the tribes. They're going to take over the Virgin Hotel. Although it bears noting, you don't have to be a virgin.
Ta-da!
And so it's going to be, we promised we're not going to go back out on tour. And we're not. We'll jump up and do some tunes. There'll be friends, guests dropping in, question and answer. Just be close with the fans. Because clearly, without them, I'd be asking the next person in line, would you like some fries with that? By the way, buddy, so would you without your listeners.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you're
No, I
flipping
know.
burgers.
And I do want to say there's so many cool things. You guys have got this, super fans doing the fan playlists that are curated out there. You've got all, the way that people show up and I mean, in the costume and everything. And is there significance in that you guys are going to do it unmasked?
No. I mean, we toured during the 90s from about, I'm trying to think of the, when we unmasked, it must have been actually in the 80s. So we had a few records out as members tended to change within the band. Ace and Peter were in and out of the band three different times, if you can believe that. No other band would give anybody that many chances, nor does life, by the way. So Ace and Peter, bless them, have been in and out of the band three times. And as we got new members, we thought, well, why don't we take the makeup off? And in retrospect, it didn't matter. People wanted the makeup and those songs. And you're always too close to something and you think, well, these are the rules. But you formed a band not to have rules. So we toured successfully and had platinum records and all that stuff without makeup. As a matter of fact, I remember when Ozzy wasn't in Sabbath, we played, headlined a stadium in Buenos Aires, I think, and opening was Sabbath. And then lots of other bands whose names you'd recognize. But this was without makeup. So it's been a there was a song, I don't remember, it was Paul Simon. You know, what a crazy journey this has been. Unbelievable.
Still crazy after all these years.
Still crazy after all these years. Yeah, 50 years where I got to wear more makeup and higher heels than your mommy did. Your mom okay, by the way? She's still here?
Mom's great. Yeah, mom's great. Mom's retired.
Did she ever take you to a Kiss concert?
My mom never took... My mom did introduce me to all the great music. Like, I give her a lot of the credit. My dad, too. But she never did take me to a Kiss concert.
What's your mom's name?
Mom's name is Tammy.
Oh, yeah, Tammy. Say hello for me. Hi, Tammy.
Appreciate that. I'm going to send that along to her, too.
I'm sure you will.
Yeah, I will.
Hey, Tammy, how are you?
Yeah. I know we got to wrap up. With this set, like, do you find that you want to pay service to some of those deep cuts? Like, seeing you playing House of Pain live on the solo shows and knowing there's songs like Two Timers that have been left in the past. Like, are these those moments to kind of dig into that beyond the hits?
Well, I'm just having fun. I'm so blessed. I'm so grateful to the fans for giving me a shot. And I thought I could stay away from the stage. We have restaurant chains. We have two at LAX and across America. Now there are casinos. There's an AI company, a film company, sodas, Moneybag Vodka. I own the Moneybag sign, this thing. And trust me, there's enough sitting around corporate hell talking about stuff you really don't, you just want it to appear, you know, like writing a song, you're done. And then it takes on a life of its own. But when you're selling sodas and vodkas and films and everything, no, it never gets done. You always have to keep, it's like a garden. You have to, every day you got to water it and stuff like that. You know, being in a band is, it's hard work, but it's an awful lot of fun. And it's a much simpler idea. Even in movies, there's a script, there's a rewrite, got to show up on the set, then you got to promote it and stuff. You know, you make a record, you're done, then you go out and have fun and play. There's no job like this. I have more fun than the Pope, literally. And we have pulled bigger crowds than the gentleman. Yes, we have. Now, so the Gene Simmons Band is totally a labor of love. Just, I love the stage, but it's a much more free-flowing, no rules kind of thing. And you can Google and schmoogle and YouTube and all those fancy idiotic words where you press a button and they're always childlike to me. Yahoo! Google. So I'm all for it. You know, I come from the time of IBM. You know, you're serious. It's important. You know, Yahoo! And good for them that they made their brand work. This childlike quality is crazy. You know, it bears noting, my next door neighbor in New York, I had the top floor of this big building right over Central Park, was Isaac Asimov, the science fiction writer who created the laws of robotics and all this stuff. He's the guy that invented the word Google, different spelling, that was an unattainable or unimaginable distance so that you could talk in terms of Googleplex, Google squared, and so on, for planetary distances. Right now, we refer to it as light years. A Google is many times farther than a light year. So my Gene Simmons Band, we're doing a handful of shows. That's a lot of fun. I could look into the audience and see something interesting and pull up one, two, or even 20 people up on stage and sing along or, you know, share the spotlight. You couldn't do that at Kiss. If somebody got up on stage, you'd be a hot dog on a barbecue, step in the wrong place. Bye-bye. It wasn't a safe place for people who didn't know where not to go. And it's very flexible. Somebody can yell out, can you do Tush by ZZ Top? We look at each other. Key of A or G? G? Okay, here we go. And you go. You have fun. You may play the whole song or some of it, and while you're finishing up, hey, sunshine of your life, ready? In D, 2, 3, 4, bah, 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 slow it down, it's too fast. Blah, blah. Yeah, it's just having a ball, and there are deep cuts. There's a song called Shit that I wrote for an album called Revenge, which was one of my better, most favorite records. And Bob Ezrin, the producer, says, yeah, you know, I love this song, but you can't call it Shit. You know, Walmart won't, you know, they're looking at the song titles, once called shit. You can't do that. As in, it don't mean shit to me. Like, that's popular, this is popular. I don't care. It means, don't mean shit to me. That's the tagline. So couldn't call it shit. So I thought, how about spit? It don't mean spit to me. So that's where the song spit. And I invite everybody in the audience, when the tagline comes in, we stop playing and I point to the audience and they go, it don't mean, you can either say spit or shit, you know, freedom of expression. And boy, do they get off on it, which strangely, in a very, it almost seems like it's planned, leads right into a whole lot of love. It's crazy. You would never think they work together, but they do. We tried it and all of a sudden, wow, that feels like it's part of the song. I know it doesn't sound crazy. I mean, you can imagine it. And so there are no rules. We do covers. We do Ace of Spades by Motorhead. I knew Lemmy when he was alive, a sweetheart. And no rules. We can do anything we want. And having a lot of fun.
Oh, I love it. I seriously do love it. I love having you on here and talking every single time. And the Vegas stuff coming up and the anniversaries coming up and everything you got going on. It's always so fun to be a fan of Kiss. And I really do mean that, Gene. So thank you so much for taking
time. You're a powerful and attractive man. And I suspect you're going to be very popular in jail.
That's all I've ever wanted to hear.
Who wants to be alone?
Sir, thank you so much for today.
I wish you well.
And my thanks once again to Gene. There's another interview in this series if you want to search deeper. Kyle Meredith with Gene Simmons. Thanks to you for checking out the episode. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button before you get out of here so you can get all the interviews that we put out every single week. Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from. You can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Please do give the series a rating and leave a review as well. After that, you can head over to WFPK.org, where I do a show Monday through Friday starting 6 p.m. Eastern. It's 4 hours of classics from the 80s and 90s. You get the best in new music, bonus interviews, lots of music news as well. One of my recent shows featured some classics and favorites from Argent, Rod Stewart, Bruce Springsteen, Sinead O'Connor, Florence and the Machine, The Pixies, Chuck Prophet, Yola Tango, Stereo Lab, Beastie Boys, Buzzcocks, The Shins, Pulp, Leon Russell, Ty Segall, Alejandro Escovedo, and my interview with Chris Shiflett of the Foo Fighters. That's what you get when you tune in weeknights starting 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on any of the social media sites. The address is always the same. It's at Kyle Meredith. I do hope you like and follow along. And that does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hold on. Okay, you guys, I got you.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
I'm not exactly a tech genius, but I knew one thing for sure. If I wanted my small business to crush it, I needed a website that worked like a pro, and I needed it yesterday. Lucky for me, Bluehost made it ridiculously easy. With their AI design tools, building my website was a walk in the park. I could customize, optimize, and monetize everything exactly how I wanted. In just a few minutes, I had a secure site up and running. I couldn't believe how straightforward it was. And getting found online? Bluehost helped me with that, too. I perfected my keywords and meta descriptions with their search engine tools. The AI even gave me suggestions to improve my pages. Now I can sit back, relax, and focus on my customers, while my website continues to rank higher and higher on Google. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, I wasn't worried about taking the plunge, and now I'm so glad I did. Head over to Bluehost.com and build something special today.
Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items, like paint, stain, tools, flooring, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online from May 8th through May 14th. Not a member? Join MyLowe's Pro Rewards for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
You want the best for your child. K-12 can help them gain the skills they need to reach their full potential while giving you the support you need to get them there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Their state-certified teachers make online learning interactive and engaging, allowing your child to learn at their pace from the safety of home. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.